We now turn to the latest news with the Center for Disease Control. In a Senate hearing yesterday, Dr. Robert Redfield once again stated that while 700 million COVID-19 vaccine doses could be ready by March, widespread vaccination won't be possible until spring of 2021.
That's going to take us April, May, June, you know, possibly July to get the entire American public completely vaccinated.
As Americans wait for that COVID-19 vaccine, Dr. Redfield also advised that people take the widely available flu shot right now to avoid straining an already burdened healthcare system this winter. And for more on this, we're joined by Dr. Ram Kapaka, Director of Adult Immunization Services at the CDC's National Center for Immunization and Respiratory Diseases. Doctor, welcome.
Thank you very much.
Yes, I want to talk with you about the importance of a flu shot this year. But before we get started, I want to ask you about President Trump's statement that he can overrule the Food and Drug Administration if the agency released tougher standards on the authorization of a COVID-19 vaccine. The president wants to have a vaccine ready by November 3rd. The FDA is considering guidelines that could push that date further. As a medical professional, how concerning is this for you?
Well, that's not really my area of expertise. We don't know exactly when the vaccine for COVID-19 will become widely available for the general public. But what we do know is that, as Dr. Redfield mentioned in his testimony yesterday, that we do have a freely available, widely available, effective vaccine against influenza. And it's more important than ever for Americans to focus on getting the flu vaccine, preferably in September and October, before flu viruses begin circulating in our communities. It's an effective means of flattening the curve of respiratory illnesses in our communities. And the more we can do that, the more we can save scarce medical resources that can be directed against the fight against COVID-19.
Do you anticipate that because of COVID-19 and the flu having similar symptoms, that is also a major concern as you think about medical professionals being able to meet the needs of patients as they come in during the thick of the winter months?
Well, every year we recommend that individuals get their flu vaccine before flu viruses circulate widely in our communities. And that is, getting the vaccine is optimal in the September-October timeframe, again, before flu begins to circulate in the communities. It's particularly important this year because by getting the flu vaccine, an individual can prevent the more serious complications of flu illness that might result in requiring hospitalization and thereby reduce the burden on the healthcare system.
Doctor, who is at risk for flu-related complications, and does getting the flu make you more susceptible to COVID-19?
So all individuals are susceptible to contracting influenza. However, as you implied, there are individuals who are particularly high risk of developing complications, the more serious complications from influenza infection. Those include individuals 65 years of age and older, and individuals with chronic underlying conditions such as heart disease, lung disease, diabetes, and so forth. And it also includes very young children. Flu vaccine can help reduce the risk of those complications in those individuals that are at higher risk, but really in all individuals.
Is there any concern about having enough flu vaccinations as more people go to get a flu shot?
This year, we worked with our partners in the manufacturing industry to optimize the amount of flu vaccine that would be available, recognizing that it was important for as many people as possible to get vaccinated this fall. So we anticipate the supply of flu vaccine will be on the order of 194 to 198 million doses for the U.S. market. Again, we want to make sure that as many people as possible get vaccinated against flu optimally in September and October. But if it's November or December and an individual hasn't been vaccinated, it is not too late. The flu season lasts all the way into April and May of the following year.
That was Dr. Ram Kapaka, Director of Adult Immunization Services at the CDC's National Center for Immunization and Respiratory Diseases.